When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in today and happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, if you celebrate such a thing. And of course, you can celebrate your independence wherever you are in the world, no matter what day it is. But, you know, special day to commemorate freedom, independence, all those things that we talk about in one form or another through Side Hustle School, making extra money without quitting your job, et cetera, et cetera. Now, today's episode is part of a new feature we're doing called Your First $1,000. And as you might surmise from the title, or you might know if you've been listening this year, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. How did they get to their Independence Day? Maybe not even their full Independence Day, but how did they get started? How did they make that first paycheck? Today, in fact, you'll hear about a literal paycheck, a literal check in the mail that years later, our featured case study still holds on to because it's so special. Who is that case study? It is Amy Barnhart. Amy Barnhart from Seattle, Washington. She is now a full-time freelance apparel designer specializing in menswear. We first featured her back on episode 1683, but what about her first $1,000? Again, how did she make it happen? What did it feel like? And what did she learn? She's got a great story and some great advice for us as well. So let's hand it over to Amy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My name is Amy Barnhart, and my business is Amy Lens Design. I'm a freelance menswear designer, and I help growing menswear startups organize their development and get from a design into a production-ready proto. I was featured on Side Hustle School in episode 1683, talking about how I got started as a freelancer, and today I'm going to talk about how I made my first $1,000 freelancing. So when I first got the idea to freelance, I was working full-time, and I was a new parent. And I wanted to quit my job to freelance and have more flexibility and time with my family. But I had no idea where to start. No one that I knew worked in that freelance space in my industry, and most people I talked to didn't think it was even possible. I did know one person who had successfully freelanced as a designer, but she was my boss. So I did know it was possible. I knew someone who had done it, but she didn't seem like a great person to ask for advice. Eventually, I did find a how-to guide specifically for freelancing in my industry. Most advice that I was finding for freelancing at that time, at least, was for graphic designers. And that probably would have translated. But for me, someone who never felt like she had an entrepreneurial bone in her body, I really wanted advice that was specific to the apparel industry. So I did find that guide. I found it really helpful. I tried working full-time and kind of trying to drum up freelance work on the side before I quit. But that was really hard with everything else I had going on, and it was taking too long, and I just decided to take the leap, and I quit before I found any work. So it was terrifying. It was very scary, but I got started. I cold email pitched small to medium-sized menswear brands whose designs that I liked, and I just reached out, and I said how I found their brand, what I liked about them, what I do, and how I thought I could help them, and then I would ask if they would be interested in looking at some work samples. I was super surprised that I got responses. I think I was expecting people to be annoyed that I was bothering them, but they weren't. People were really nice. So I sent out about 10 emails, and I pretty quickly got my first two clients. One was actually a fairly well-known brand that I liked for a while, and so I was pretty excited that one of my first clients was this brand that I really liked right off the bat. I made my first $1,000 that first month after I quit my job, and I was shocked. I got my first payment by check in the mail, which was nice to have that like tangible thing to touch, and it really felt unreal. I still have the check. I was amazed, not knowing anything about this world previously. Most people that I knew didn't think it was possible, and yet I was pretty successful right away. So if you're thinking of starting up a side hustle or you're still trying to make your first $1,000, I think my advice is come up with your game plan and your goals. Just like, I mean, you want specific goals, but like a high level game plan, and just get started. You could spend your entire life thinking it through and trying to get it perfect, but honestly, you're never going to get it perfect the first time. You have to do it imperfectly. And for me, I had to do it imperfectly, and I was terrified. I mean, I quit my job, and even sending those emails was really nerve-wracking. The first emails I sent make me cringe to read them now. And even at the time, I didn't think they were very good, but I still sent them and I got work from them. So you learn as you go, you get better and it gets easier. And honestly, it's a lot of fun. Never having wanted to do my own thing, I've been really surprised at how much fun it is. So good luck and enjoy your journey.
Amy, thank you so much for sharing. Really appreciate that story. I enjoyed listening to it a couple of times as I was working on this episode. I especially liked how she talked about feeling like she didn't have an entrepreneurial bone in her body. That's like so many of our listeners. But obviously, Amy moved forward and discovered that it was, you know, it gets easier as you go along. It's also a lot of fun. And the check in the mail just felt unreal, as she said. Well done as well with cold pitching, sending 10 emails and getting two clients from it. Inspirational story for me, as well as no doubt many of our listeners. And hey, listeners, check out Amy's website, amylinsdesign.com. That's Lynn with an L-Y-N-N, amylinsdesign.com. We're going to link it up on the notes page as well, sidehustleschool.com/2011, 2011. That's right, more than 2,000 episodes in, we make this show for you, our listeners. So I hope you'll subscribe, follow, and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.